I love eating vegetables. They're so yummy. They've got vitamins and minerals and phytochemicals, and they're going to make my hair and my skin and my nails healthy and look amazing. I'm going to have a great immune system, and I love eating vegetables. I haven't ever heard that before. And I'm sure there's people who say it, but wouldn't it be great if we all did? Because wouldn't our kids be more excited about eating their vegetables if somebody said, wow, they're yummy, versus, oh, we have to eat our vegetables so that we can eat our dessert. We have to eat our vegetables because they make us feel healthy and strong. What about a beautiful piece of mud cake or a really yummy dessert or a deep fried hot chips on a cold winter's day or a beautiful yummy Italian gelati in Rome? Enjoy it, because often you'll see people and it's a beautiful day and an amazing looking ice cream in their hand, and you can see the look on their face and you say, yummy ice cream. And they go, I shouldn't be eating this, it's bad for me, it's got too many calories and too much fat in it and too much sugar in it, and it's just bad. So what is it about food that we've got so much emotion attached to it? It's either yucky or yummy. We don't like it, but we have to eat it because it's healthy, or we really want to eat it, but we shouldn't because it's bad for us. What if we put all food into perspective, that food is just food and we eat it because it's yummy and it makes us healthy and fit and strong, or gives us the fuel so that we can be fit and strong, and we would die if we didn't eat it, and there's foods that we like and there's foods that we don't like, and why should we eat foods that we don't like? And of course we need to eat the foods that we do like. It seems to be the only challenge with the calories and fat grams and sugar and all the things that are considered bad is the amount. So obviously if you have a balance, and I hate that word balance, because if you have a balanced diet, it means that you're not losing weight, you're not putting on any weight, which is great, except that most people want to lose weight and I have to look for a balanced diet. Well, ultimately, if you want to lose weight, probably your input needs to be less than your output so that you actually do lose weight. And that's all to do with calories in. How many calories am I putting into my body? Yes, but it's not calories. It's not macronutrients. It's food. It's delicious. It's yummy. And it should be if it isn't. Because life is too short, I believe, to eat calories and food that you don't like. And life could be too long to be stuck with an eating plan that really doesn't suit you. And most people, that's the reason why they don't stick to their eating plan, because they can't stick to it for the rest of their life. So what if you found something that suited you, something that you love, so that every time you sit down to eat, you're thinking to yourself, yummy, I can't wait to eat this. And there's an interesting comparison. The stylist will always tell me that if you're going to feel good every day, that everything in your wardrobe, when you put it on, it should make you look good and feel good. So any clothes that you're putting onto your body that don't make you look amazing or don't make you feel good, get them out of your cupboard, because every time you get dressed, you should feel good and you should look amazing. Shouldn't food be the same? Every time you put food into your mouth, shouldn't it be something that you're really enjoying? It's giving you peak performance. It's keeping you healthy. It's giving you all the macronutrients, micronutrients, vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, and fiber that you need. But ultimately, it's none of those things. It could be just a beautiful, yummy, wow experience that you have 2, 3, 4, 5 times every day. And of course, you've got to work that out as well. How many times a day do you eat? How much do you eat? What do you love to eat? What don't you like to eat? What gives you peak performance? What gives you the body that can take you through your life looking and feeling amazing? And once you've got that balance right, then surely you've got a smile on your face. Let's set the example for our kids that all the food that we eat is something we're really enjoying, so that we have a huge big smile on our face because we're enjoying the amazing experience of eating food.